15 minutes. Right now, Ducey steps to the plate, batting for Miller.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Friday Morning Scatter Shooting with your old pal, Mike Ducey, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Take it away, Mike.
Well, thank you, Conrad, and good morning, everybody. It's 7:45. This is Fox 4's Mike Ducey, Scatter Shooting, while wondering whatever happened to Dexter Coakley.
From Appalachian State. Had a show here on The Ticket.
Appalachian State. Very likable guy, undersized linebacker, had a 10-year career in the NFL. May still live around here for all I know. Didn't really take the trouble to research.
Did he pass away?
No.
No, he's alive and well. How do you know?
Well, we would have heard,
about heard
that.
Of this death.
Yeah.
He was a good dude. Scrotum.
Always liked Dexter Coakley.
Our lead story in scatter shooting this morning has to do with morning television. You guys obviously are at work at this time, so you're not sampling the various morning news programs on TV. But reportedly, according to Entertainment Weekly, an exit plan is in the works for Ann Curry, the Today Show co-host, to replace Meredith Vieira as co-anchor of Today a year ago. Ratings have been slipping on the Today Show. Good Morning America, a couple of weeks ago, defeated the Today Show for the first time in years. And so now, speculation is that Ann Curry is on her way out. Her likely replacement, I want to ask either of you guys, if anybody listening right now in here has heard of this potential replacement.
No.
Savannah Guthrie.
No, because I couldn't name anyone on any of those morning shows outside of George Snuffleupagus.
Was she the one who was rumored to be involved with Matt Lauer?
Savannah Guthrie?
Yeah.
Was there seriously a rumor to that effect?
I just heard a rumor that it was somebody that Matt Lauer may have been involved with that he's trying to promote into that position. I think he's married.
Scatter not Shooting News matters, Desk does not have a position on that. Okay. But anyway.
Mike Ducey being noncommittal on something.
We wish Ann Curry the best as she moves on with her career, and we'll see where NBC can go. And it's
do you think she sucks?
Failing effort to catch Fox 4's Good Day. I think she's miscast as the main co-anchor.
Yeah, she can't do that. She's more of a reporter-type person. She's not really a... She tends to fake the personality. She can't quite get the human emotion thing down.
The fake empathy gets to be a bit much after a while. Like I think Lauer's really good, really good in that spot. I think he's the perfect type of host for a show like that, but hasn't worked out so well for her. But hey, that happens sometimes.
Is Fox 4's morning show still kicking butt?
Still is. This past book, I mean, it's more competitive than it's more competitive than ever. And
people
that
are trying
part
to catch you.
Yeah,
and my boy Ron Corning's doing pretty well.
Really, George?
Yeah, he seems to have made a bit of an impact in the community here. So I think he seems to be doing well. I see Channel 11's bringing back Brendan Higgins, who'd been at Channel 5 before doing the mornings, and I always thought he did a good job. So
him as handsome.
We're all competitors, but we're all friends,
too. We're all friends.
Mm-hmm. It's a lie.
I don't know if you, Roy Oswalt makes his Ranger debut tonight.
Heard about
at the
that
ballpark. I don't know if you caught the fun facts that the morning news published, or in this case,
Oswald,
on the website, had about Roy Oswalt. They had 10. For example, Oswald, who's from Mississippi. Gordon knows that, I'm sure.
Can. Boy, you can't tell when he talks either, can you?
He's not representative of all people that were educated in Mississippi.
I don't know about that. Where's Mitch Moreland from?
Well, he's from Miami, Mississippi.
That's what I thought.
They both have a box of chocolate somewhere.
Oswald is an avid hunter. He made sure he could pursue one of his favorite pastimes. He owns a 1,000-acre ranch in
downtown Dallas?
No, Kosciusko, Mississippi.
That would be Kosciusko, sir. That's where Oprah Winfrey's from.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Near his hometown of Weir. Features a 3,000-square-foot, 5-bedroom log cabin. So, nice job.
Wow.
Roy Oswalt, for example.
Money, you live in a log cabin.
And you should see the photo. It's not run-of-the-mill log cabin. Another fun fact, he married his high school sweetheart, sort of. He and his wife, Nicole, had played t-ball against each other. Lost touch for a while.
Jenny.
Met again in Mississippi State and ended up being happily married.
Oh, that's nice.
And they knew each other since they were born. They were second cousins. Just a joke.
Oswalt was once a restaurateur. In 2009, he opened the Home Plate Fish and Steakhouse at the crossroads of four small towns near his home in Mississippi.
Believe me, there was no fusion in the title of that cuisine. It was just
Athletes
straight out deep fried.
Doing that. He even, stop getting in the restaurant business.
He even cleared the land for the place himself using a bulldozer given to him by former Astros owner Drayton McClain.
Could it be any more country?
I'll clear that land, save us some money.
You might assume Oswalt was a star pitcher for his high school baseball team, but the truth is his school didn't even have a team until his dad stepped in. His dad knew how good his kid could potentially be, so Oswalt's father, Billy Joe.
Oh, my God.
Petitioned the local school board to start a baseball team. Billy Joe even used his own farming equipment to clear the field for the kids to play on.
Daddy cleared the field so we could play baseball.
Edit out these details, okay?
And they had 14 games that first year. Oswalt says, I pitched 12 of them.
Man.
Now, this is a wild story. The final fun fact about Roy Oswalt, and I had heard this before but had forgotten it. In 1999,
his first girlfriend was a sheep. What are you going to say?
He dealt with severe pain in his pitching shoulder in the minors in A-ball. He claims when he went to check the spark plugs on his pickup truck later that year, he accidentally shocked himself. He says the jolt of electricity caused the long-lasting pain to disappear. According to
injured by a spark plug. That's got to be a first in major league pitching.
Thanks for listening. According to SI, Oswalt told his wife, quote, my truck done shocked the fire out of me.
No
and
way.
My arm don't hurt no more.
You are making that up. That part you made up.
That's the quote. Fun fact about Roy Oswalt. What time do I have to get out of this?
I think he's the golf joke about
now. He's got 10 more minutes.
Holy cow. That.
Wow, he just skipped 7 stories.
And finally, a young man, avid golfer, finds himself with a few hours to spare one afternoon.
That's right.
Figures that he played very fast, get 9 holes in before he had to head home. Just about time to tee off, an old gentleman shuffles onto the tee, asks if he can accompany the young man as he was golfing alone. Guy felt he couldn't turn him down, so he invites the old gent to join him.
You're not reading this at all.
They get into a situation where the young guy is behind a large pine tree. His ball is behind a large pine tree. A problematic shot. After several minutes debating how to hit the shot, the old man says, you know, when I was your age, he started it with a younger voice, but then it changed. You know, when I was your age, I'd hit the ball right over that tree. With that challenge placed before him, the youngster swung hard, hit the ball up, smack into the top of the tree trunk. Came back right at him, a foot from where it had originally been. The old man offered one more comment. Of course, when I was your age, that pine tree was only 3 feet tall.
Stupid.
Holy
Why'd
God.
You use Joe Bob Oswalt's voice?
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Scatter Shooting. I forget the way that Junior signs off this segment. I'll just say...
So you won an award.
At 7:53, I'm Mike Ducey from Fox 4. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't have put my name to that segment.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Mike Ducey, on Sports Radio 1310,
The Ticket. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310.